I know that Universal is looking for an early June opening, and I know Disney is looking at the beginning of July. I see us really not being terribly, you know, integrated as far as the effect of what they're doing, hurting or helping us one way or another. I think that around here, I'm still going to have strong neighborhood presence until people are really very comfortable again, which could take months and months. My name is Rob Chase, and I'm the owner of Digress Wine in College Park. There's the theme park culture here within locals, but I think there's also a lot more people that are just gonna play it safe and hang out by the pool, do some grilling. I mean, most of what I've been doing lately is just pairing wines with people for whatever they happen to be grilling. I think that's gonna be kind of the norm for a little while.
As soon as I started looking for jobs, that's when all this information started coming out of, okay, we're reopening. And I was like, okay, well, I'm listening. And then it's just like, well, that may not affect me still, which is hard.
My name is Christina Peebles. I've been in the service industry 15 years now. I got laid off from 4 jobs on March the 14th. That's kind of what I was waiting on, was just the parks, because once the parks announce, then everybody else kind of responds. But I think July is still a long way away. I think they're still trying to just figure it out.
The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. has topped 100,000. But in the hospitality capital of Orlando, Florida, all 3 major theme parks now have the green light to reopen. For other businesses in Florida, not much has changed. Many people who make their living in the food and beverage industry are still relying on spotty unemployment checks. Businesses classified as bars still can't pour drinks. And even those who supplement their income with theme park jobs are wondering whether it makes sense to go back there. I'm Judith Smelser, creator of Orlando Wine Blog, and this is Unwinding, following the stories of Central Florida's wine professionals via Skype as they navigate the changing world of COVID-19.
I'm shocked that Disney is opening back up so much later than all of the other theme parks. What does that mean for me personally as a part-time cast member? I don't really know what it means for me, to be honest with you, because of the kind of restaurant that I work at, being a character dining and a buffet. I don't know how I would be able to go back to that. The way that that restaurant was designed, you know, with the high volume and the high ticket price, is what made it very lucrative for me. And, you know, once there becomes a point that, you know, that's no longer justified, it's probably just time for me to focus on, you know, being a business owner. Hi, I'm Melissa McAvoy, co-owner of Swirlery Wine Bar with my partner, Damian Roman. Let's just say that theoretically, they decide to open up Chef Mickey's character dining buffet, which sounds absolutely absurd that would even happen, right? It totally sounds far-fetched because they're telling people when they come back to Walt Disney World that they're not going to be able to have character interactions. That's part of the high ticket price, and it's the guests are paying for that whole experience. So I don't understand how my restaurant would be able to operate the way that it used to operate. And so let's say, I mean, they just change it up altogether. It's not going to be the same for me. And I might just be more content, you know, focusing on the growth and development of Swirlery and, giving my shifts away to other cast members that need them. We're having a great week. You know, we had that extra long weekend, I think, that everyone enjoyed. We had a nice amount of, you know, sales, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that was excellent. And I think it's taken a little time to get in the swing, to get everything, you know, back to normal. I feel like everyone's maybe in a vacation mode.
This has been, it's been a great week. So sales have been good, lots of new customers, and I think it's still just kind of people staying local, actually, and a lot of them have just moved to the neighborhood. I'm shocked at how many people are still just moving here constantly. I have a couple people that got recommendations from other customers or people that have seen it and just never made a buy, and they finally decided to. You know, and it goes back to what we spoke about last week. People want to just give some local love, and also people are just exploring a little bit more, I think. So there's some cool, unexpected benefits to this in that people are feeling a little bit more adventurous. They want to support the right people, and, you know, if they view me as the right people, that's wonderful. Yeah, beyond... you know, the constant conversations about whether we can serve or not, it's just been business as usual. People are popping in left and right, just looking for a beverage and a place to hang out. And it's a lot of families I've noticed walking around now with the kids, and they want to pop in with a stroller or maybe a dog, and just have a glass, hang on the patio. So they may not be leaving with something. You know, they may just go back home and they've got some wine there already. Maybe they purchased here or elsewhere. But they're really just looking to get out and have that little bit of an experience of normalcy, I think. You know, it's disappointing for everybody. Nobody's happy to hear that. But people are genuinely surprised. They don't know. And I don't blame them. I have no idea what to expect.
This is Melissa. I can tell that other bar owners, like especially my friends in downtown Orlando, I feel like they're getting like antsy pantsy. Like someone was like, oh, hey, bar owners, I bet if you all open together, they won't be able to enforce all of you. I have heard absolutely nothing. There's been a lot of like rumor and speculation, but as of now, we have heard absolutely nothing. Yeah, we're still here waiting. Like somehow we fell into this, we're a bar, but I mean, I don't know. We just really don't have that feel like a bar or a nightclub. So hopefully we can get back to service soon.
This is Christina. I still haven't heard from any jobs because we thought, oh, this will go on for a couple weeks. And it's like, oof. Before I was working four jobs, and I was working 6-7 days a week for the last couple of years. And I didn't realize how much frivolous spending I was spending, whether grabbing a drink after work, going out to eat on, you know, my one day off. Looking at it now, it's like, I do want a couple days off. I need a couple days off. I think the main priority job would be the JW, because I'll be a lead bartender full-time there. I think Victoria and Albert's is still a great opportunity, but it's only one day a week. So I think I would do the JW 4 days a week, and then I'll do the one day at Victoria and Albert's. And then as for Golden Oak, I would probably just maintain big events there because I just love the staff. Everybody is so amazing there. But as for the Amway, I don't know if there would be a reason to go back. I was only working there because I love concerts so much and I was having such a good time. Even when I wasn't making money there, it was like a day off that I got to see a show. You feel like you're part of something special. I mean, maybe if I can go back to that same two shows a month thing. But then again, I'm talking myself back into 6 days a week.
This is Melissa. I can't believe it's June 1st already.
The rent is due again.
The first time he gave us half off. The next month he gave us a third off. So it's like, what am I going to get here? I think I'm just going to pay it and try to move forward. and not continue to get ourselves in any further debt.
This is Christina. I had to talk to the landlord because I didn't get checks for the unemployment for almost 2 weeks. I don't know what was going on with the system. They just weren't coming through like they should have been coming through. And then she was like, listen, pay what you can when you can. Like, don't worry about it. My boyfriend just started getting checks. So I think he's gotten 2 so far. So he's just been kind of catching up. So I think we're going to try to do 1 payment of $600 1 week and then another the next to try to preserve some sort of normalcy and not get ahead of ourselves when it comes to getting paid and then exhausting that resource and then not having anything left.
I think summer this year is probably going to be a little bit better for us than it normally would. And, you know, that is, you know, at the sacrifice of a lot of family vacations. But I know in conversation with plenty of my customers that they aren't going out of town. Those trips are being canceled. And, you know, if everybody's just hanging out, doing poolside stuff, maybe they're doing day camps. I don't know where all that stuff stands for kids. But I can only imagine that if everybody's spending their entire summer on top of the last several months homeschooling their kids, that they're going to want to get their wine situation covered. So this could be a decent summer for us. And, you know, I've spoken to a lot of my colleagues that are out and about or other establishments, and I think that's a overall kind of a universal sentiment, you know, with the people I've spoke to. So we shall see. I'm optimistic about that.
This is Melissa. It would be great. We would have all the local business here. It would be a good thing, a selfish good thing, right? I also, you know, was event heavy in the summer that helped drive in a lot of that traffic. And so we don't know about that either because events are so different now. You know, we always have like our anniversary in September. And I know we usually go pretty heavy with the DJs in the summer on Friday nights, having our special guests like, you know, Chico Flash or, you know, Funk Baby or the Torque Crew. But now it's different for sure. We're trying to figure out how to plan events.
This is Christina. My mom went and donated blood today because apparently if you go donate blood, 1, they need the blood. 2, they give you an antibody test. So my mom got a letter from Advent Health that the COVID test that they gave her a couple months ago was inaccurate and that she needed to come back in for testing. Because Advent Health got tests, they spread them out through different locations, and they were faulty. Which a lot of us kind of thought from the beginning. I've always thought that she had it. And it's hard when they're saying you don't have it. And it's like, but clearly something crazy is going on. But I'm glad that if she had it, the way that we interacted protected me. She put stuff in her trunk, I took it, and we made sure that there was no cross-contamination, everything was Lysoled and sprayed down. So we did take those precautionary measures regardless of whether she had it or not. So it'll be interesting to see if she did have it.
This is Melissa. I was able to get my nieces and have them come spend a couple days with me here at my house. They're 17, but yeah, they just finished school. So they wanted to just come spend a couple days over here with me. And we've been taking lots of walks. So we've been trying to, you know, get some exercise in. And of course we're cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So they've come into Swirlery with me a couple times. They helped me reorganize my garage and just do a little extra chore work around the house. So just really kind of trying to just help me, in all honesty. So that's been great.
just this morning, had my daughter Isabel pick up her cap and gown and send me a picture of that, you know, from home. So I've been a little misty-eyed all day. That was a little bit of a blow I didn't expect with concern for accepting transition into adulthood. So, so that got me good. They're gonna do something virtual in the middle of July. So we'll just have to have our own little party to celebrate that kid and make sure she at least gets a little bit of the graduation she deserves. We haven't finalized anything, but I think at this point she's heeded some advice from mom and I about, you know, just taking that first year and doing a little, you know, community college to bang out some of those credits and just ease into it a little bit. You know, she's very excited about going to college and having that experience. However, we don't know when that experience is going to be returning. I mean, most of these classes could be virtual for the foreseeable future. And, you know, to pay that significant increase in tuition just to be taking online classes, you know, it's obviously not appealing to us. So, yeah, it's relieving. I think we're all a little bit relieved. I don't know about Isabel. She may not be, but yeah, it takes a little bit of the pressure off and making sure that we're not doing anything hasty. So it just gives us some time to kind of regroup, to get her into a place where she can deal with the classes she needs to without having a whole lot of pressure and a whole lot of money put out. And there's always time to pursue anything else. So it's okay.
This is Christina. My week has been rough. There's just so much political stuff that's going on in our nation right now that being out of work, you can't help but focus on it and kind of get upset more and more about different things that you're hearing about every single day. And it's like our unemployment system is failing. We're in the middle of a presidential election, which is just nasty to begin with. We had two shootings, two guys died on the street that I live on this month. I ended up writing, when this whole pandemic first started, a post about personal safety and security, that people will get desperate in these times. And like, now we're starting to see that. Like, I had to turn my Ring app off because so much burglary and crime is happening in the neighborhood that it was disheartening to look at every day. Within a 2-mile radius of me are some pretty sketchy neighborhoods, but it's unusual to be so close to our home. You know, like, we never see anything like this. But I think people are really getting desperate.
This is Melissa. We wanna survive, we wanna flourish, we wanna make it, we wanna be successful. And so we have to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, we hit our marks. It seems like a lot of things are picking back up as far as, you know, you see a lot of more traffic on the road. But then I don't know if the smaller restaurants are feeling, you know, like things are really back to normal. I think it's kind of a mix where we're getting back to normal, but we're not quite there yet.
I think I've relaxed my thoughts about Orlando or Florida in general becoming like a next hotspot. It seems like it's relatively well under control, but that's also prior to everything being a little bit more loosey-goosey. Once people are back out and about, it could still happen. You know, and I'm just as bad. I've gone out, I don't know, twice. You know, stopped by the Wellborn, and you know, before I knew it, I'm, you know, I see Buddy, and I'm giving him a hug, and I'm like, oh God, I'm the problem here. You know, to me, it's worse. So there's still work to be done with that, and it's going to take a lot of vigilance, you know, on our own behalf as well as that of the establishment to try to keep people separated a little bit so we don't go full Ozark down here. I was more nervous about it previously, and I'm just kind of optimistic that this is the end of it, but there could be some real spikes. I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and say we're looking better and cross my fingers that it stays that way.
This is Christina. When it first came out that it was going to be 200,000 deaths in the United States before all this was over, my grandmother specifically was like, that'll never happen. Oh my goodness. Well, we're halfway there. It's only been 4 months. Like, who knows by December, and if it we have a resurgence again, what does that mean?
This is Unwinding. Thanks to Christina Peebles, Rob Chase, and Melissa McAvoy for sharing their stories. We'll continue to follow them as the COVID-19 story unfolds. Unwinding is a production of Orlando Wine Blog. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at Orlando Wine Blog. Thanks to Orlando musician Julian Bond for providing original music for Unwinding, Amy Tardiff for editorial guidance, and WMFE for distribution and promotion assistance. I'm Judith Smelser. Cheers, and thanks for listening.